This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Two U.S. Senate committees issued a joint report Tuesday detailing a number of intelligence and security failures ahead of and during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The report called the attack on the Capitol building an attack on democracy and said those responsible for protecting the building complex were not prepared for a large-scale attack, despite, it said, being aware of the potential for violence targeting the Capitol. The Senate Homeland Security and Rules Committees launched their bipartisan investigation in February, hearing testimony from the heads of the U.S. Capitol Police and other law enforcement agencies, as well as the current and former officials from the Defense Department and Department of Homeland Security. The committee said they also reviewed thousands of documents and received written statements from 50 U.S. Capitol Police officers. The report went on to say that the intelligence community failed to properly analyze, assess, and disseminate to law enforcement the potential for violence that day. The attack came as lawmakers inside the Capitol were meeting to certify President Joe Biden's election victory. Supporters of former President Donald Trump violently broke through security lines and stormed into the Capitol building. Members of Congress rushed to safety, returning hours later to finish their work, only after law enforcement agencies and the National Guard regained control of the complex. The report notes that seven people, including three law enforcement officers, died as a result of the violence. The Senate has overwhelmingly approved legislation aiming to boost semiconductor production in the United States. The bill is a bid to protect economic and national security in the face of growing international competition, most notably from China. This is VOA News. The head of UNAIDS, Winnie Byanyima, told a high-level meeting of the UN General Assembly on Tuesday that inequalities are a chief driver of the HIV/AIDS epidemic, just as they are with COVID-19. She said those inequalities include power, status, rights, and voice. Inequalities kill, she added. Byanyima said nations must end the inequalities that perpetuate HIV/AIDS if they want to meet their target of ending the epidemic by 2030. Since the first cases were reported 40 years ago, UNAIDS says 77.5 million people have been infected with HIV and nearly 35 million have died of AIDS. Byanyima said the COVID-19 pandemic has shown how political will can help push science. She said the same sort of push needs to be made for HIV/AIDS treatments, prevention, care, and vaccines. A number of major websites went down early Tuesday because of an outage at the cloud services company Fastly. The affected sites included news agencies CNN, The Guardian, and The New York Times, streaming platform Twitch, and the British government website. All were back online within a period of hours. The outage also forced CNN's website offline in the Asian cities of Hong Kong and Singapore. There was little mention of the outage on social media platforms in China, where most foreign media websites are permanently blocked. After about an hour after acknowledging the problem, Fastly said the issue had been identified and a fix applied. The company said a service configuration issue caused the disruptions, suggesting it was an internal glitch. The outage occurred about a month after a cyber attack caused the largest fuel pipeline operator in the United States to stop operating for 6 days. While coronavirus infection rates and hospitalizations continue to plummet across the United States, the White House COVID-19 response team said Tuesday the Delta variant strain of the virus that causes the disease still poses a threat, particularly among younger people. During the response team's regular virtual news briefing, U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Rochelle Walensky told reporters the latest daily average of new cases fell by 30% over the past week and 90% since the start of the year. She said it was also the lowest daily average since March of last year. She said hospitalizations are also down again this week and have fallen by about 83% since the year began. She credited those numbers to people getting vaccinated. You can keep up on the coronavirus story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.